This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in India, a big Bollywood film star gets prison time for killing an animal.
First this, congressional Republicans are backing away from one of the most controversial elements of the House immigration bill, making it a felony to enter the U.S. illegally. Immigrant advocates say most undocumented workers are hardly felons. They're not even criminals, but they work hard. Take the case of childcare workers. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Maria Lobos remembers her first job when she arrived in the United States from her native Honduras 13 years ago. After making her way to Los Angeles, she found work with a woman who wanted to try her out for a week. For watching three preschoolers all day, cooking, cleaning up after the family, and being a night nurse to the baby, Lobos was offered the queenly sum of $175, or so she thought.
When it's my time to get paid for my week, she said, "You have papers?" I say, "No." "Okay, get $50
because
for the entire week, get $50 because you don't have paper. If you want to work for me, that's okay. Otherwise, you can go. If you want to complain, I'm going to call the police to arrest you because you don't have paper to work here."
Intimidated and angry, Lobos took the money and promised herself she'd never be placed in that position again. Now in the process of becoming naturalized, Lobos can choose her jobs, and she's quite confident of what she's worth.
"I got a bad experience in the past, but now I know exactly what I need and what I ask and how to ask, and that's what I get now."
Sociologist Judith Wrigley teaches at City University of New York's Graduate Study Center, and she's the author of Other People's Children, a study of childcare workers in America. Wrigley says the fear of being deported or summarily replaced often discourages undocumented nannies from standing up for themselves.
Particularly in Los Angeles, say, where there's a huge influx of very poor women from Mexico, Central America in particular, there are a great many people who are available for these jobs. So the workers often feel highly subordinated, very reluctant to assert themselves vis-a-vis their employers or even against the children themselves.
Father Richard Estrada agrees. He pastors Our Lady of the Angels La Placita, a church in downtown Los Angeles that has actively pressed for fair treatment of illegal workers for decades. Father Estrada says the rise in underpaid, undocumented laborers means many American households can now afford the domestic help that used to be the sole purview of the wealthy.
"In other words, you know, we now could afford to have like a nanny. I can work, I can have two jobs because I know I can have somebody who's going to live in or is going to take care of my children."
Judith Wrigley says in the past, domestic work in this country was looked at as a means to an end. It provided upward mobility first for Irish maids and nannies and later for African Americans. These women, she says, went on to other jobs as soon as they were able. In that respect, Wrigley has found that most recent immigrants are no different in how they regard their jobs as nannies.
"They're the first step up the ladder for these new immigrants, and sometimes they do lead to better things. But of all the domestic workers I've interviewed, and I've interviewed hundreds, I've only met one who said she wanted her daughter to be in that same line of work."
For many undocumented nannies, like Nellie, who asked that we not use her last name, doing domestic work is a fair trade for the wider opportunities they see for their children in the U.S. Nellie, who came to Orange County 6 years ago from Mexico, says employers are far more interested in her references than her papers. And although she'd like to have legal status, Nellie has no interest in proposals that would offer her a chance to become legal by leaving the U.S. voluntarily and applying for a work visa from her birth country.
"No, because my son is here. My son's in school, and I have to be with him. I'm already here, so it's better for me to wait and see if they pass a legalization measure."
Father Estrada understands Nellie's concerns. He says talk of deportations has fostered a climate of fear for the immigrants he serves. And he says making it harder for illegal workers will only increase immigrant poverty.
"As it is now, those who do not have any papers, don't qualify for medical assistance or things like that, they depend heavily on the nonprofit or community-based organizations that provide service. Are they going to flood those places?"
Maria Lobos says tough immigration policies won't just hurt workers who are here illegally.
"It's going to be a disaster in here because other works that other people with paper don't want to do it, we do it. They need us."
Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And our thanks to NPR's Vanessa Romo, who helped produce this story.